This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
One of my heroes in the ministry was a minister in Indianapolis by the name of Russ Blowers. A young minister wrote him and said, "I'm just about to begin serving my first church. What advice do you have for me?" Here's what he wrote. "Hit the ground running. Show people how to be a servant. Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus," Philippians 2:5. "Major in preaching. Spend time with the older folks in the church. Pray longer than you watch TV." That would interrupt somebody's schedule today, perhaps. Pray longer than you would watch TV. "Remember, the little church in your house deserves some of your time also. Work hard, love people, be an encourager. Don't be afraid to say, 'I don't know.' Listen to God's word. Watch your moral step. Cry some, laugh a lot. Don't keep a record of offenses done to you or said against you. Donate some of your time to projects outside the local church. Abide in Christ, because you see, without him, you can't do anything. Don't ever think of yourself more highly than you ought to. Try to win over with love and prayers." The EGRs has nothing to do with your car, an EGR. It has to do with extra grace required kind of people. "Stay put. Don't get entangled in business deals. Put a mirror in front of the pulpit to remind yourself that you too are a sinner saved by grace. Pursue excellence. Lose your pride. Lose your pride and pursue humility." Now, the one that I left out, I left one of them in purposely that was up earlier in the list. He said, "Don't have a private parking space with your name on it." That's always been a pet peeve of mine. Just for the record, I park down by the dumpster behind the building on Sunday mornings. Not that that makes me special. I'm just telling you that's where I park. I've never believed in having a parking space with your name on it. Why am I talking about Russ Blower's advice to a young minister? For this reason. We're in a series called Blueprint. It's from the book of 1 Timothy, a letter that the Apostle Paul wrote to a young minister named Timothy. And that's, we're studying his advice to Timothy. It's in chapter 4 today, 1 Timothy 4, beginning at verse 9. "This is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. And for this we labor and strive, that we have put our hope in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, and especially of those who believe. Command and teach these things. Don't let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example for the believers in 5 areas. Listen carefully. 5 areas that speak to every husband and father, 5 areas that speak to every wife and mother, every single person, every son, every daughter, every person who works, every person who goes to school. I think you get the point, for everybody. 5 areas of your life and my life where we're to be an example to other people. Here they are: in speech, in life, in love, in faith, and in purity. In speech, in life, in love, in faith, and in purity. Until I come, devote yourself to the public reading of Scripture, to preaching and to teaching. Don't neglect your gift." What gift? Preaching and teaching, just mentioned in 13, "which was given you through a prophetic message when the body of elders laid their hands on you. Be diligent in these matters. Give yourself wholly to them so that everyone may see your progress. Watch your life and doctrine. Watch your behavior and what you believe closely. Persevere in them, because if you do, you will save both yourselves and your hearers."
Well, so begins what I believe is one of the most important messages out of this series called Blueprint, from 1 Timothy 4, about being an example in 5 areas. Our website is crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday, or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.